Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We honor you. We magnify thy name, O Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. As we come before your presence, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, and to Reverend Cotton. In her absence today, we found out late last night that she was not feeling well, and so we need to keep her lifted up in prayers as well. And we need you to lift your pastor up, because pastor wasn't supposed to preach this morning. So we need your presence this morning in prayer as well. If you have your Bible, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through about 5. The Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through about 5. When you have found it, say amen. And it is on our screen, where we find these words, which are recorded. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, Oh, Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I want to use for a topic in that hour. In that hour. The hour is come. Glorify thy me. As we look at our topic this morning and we think about all of the things that the Lord is saying and revealing to us, it speaks to the hearts of all of his men, but it talked directly to the Father in this particular application. When we think about Jesus entering into the world, he came for a specific purpose, and that purpose to redeem and save men from their sin. And so we see the same Jesus who came and fulfilled all the laws and prophecy, baffled the traditional concepts and precepts that all men have regarding how things should be. And so by Jesus fulfilling all of the things that was under what we call the law that controlled us, the law was a taskmaster, and the law holds us because those are conditional covenants that God had for man. So Jesus performed something so unique and so special for man. Not only did he fulfill the law, but he was doing something for each and every one of us today. And so we see Jesus here when we think about that hour that he spoke of. He was speaking of an hour that was sustaining for you and I as we now embrace our personal relationship with him. And you do know you have to have a personal relationship with the Lord in order to be saved. Your relationship and my relationship is not based on any works we do or even how good we live, but it's based on the relationship that our Lord sanctioned, declared, and decreed. And so we see in the 17th chapter, we see John writes, and we find Jesus as he is about to enter the hour of his coming into the world. Jesus was coming into the world to do a specific task, and that was to save you and I. There was no other reason for him coming, for he was doing well in heaven with the Father. You do remember he said, Father, as I was with thee in heaven before the world was. And so the world that was created by the Lord God is the same world that the Lord is trying to save, which is you and I from our transgressions and our sin. And the simple matter is we are so caught up in traditions and we're caught up in the way things have always been that we can't get away from things that hold us stagnant. And the law is that taskmaster that holds us right where we are because God said, thou shall not. But Jesus came and said, I'm about to do something as I fulfilled all of the things that God required of you and I. He said, I will fulfill that law and the prophecies, and I will give you something that would allow you to escape from the laws of sin and death. You do know the moment that you sin, God has to judge sin. And because God is judging sin, every person that sinned under the law is held under the condemnation of that law. Now, in the Old Testament, you had to bring your sacrifices because that's what God required. But Jesus became your sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God that was slain from the very foundation of the world. And he paid the price that you and I could not pay. And when I think about all of the things that the Lord has done for us, when I think about all of the tragedies and all of the things I have thought in my life, I can glorify him because if it had not been for the Lord, who came and fulfilled all of the shortcomings so that you and I could have a right to the tree of life, where would we be today? What would it be like if God saw everything that you've done? I want you to walk with me through this because I'm going to examine your minds today. What would it be like if God examined your mind and examined your life and knew everything you thought? But very still, what would it be like if God examined all of the things you've done in life? And there was absolutely nothing, my brothers and sisters, that could forgive you. Where would you be? What refuge would you have? Because the God that we serve is a God that judges sin. And because sin is an enemy of God, then therefore my stuff is an enemy with God. So where would I stand in the presence of a holy God who will not have fellowship with sin, who have angels around his throne guarding his holiness? And away from him we would go forever. But thank God for the blessing. Thank God for what is called God's grace, God's unmerited favor. Thank God for the provision that he made for you and I so that we wouldn't be held under the laws of sin and condemnation, but we would be held under the laws of grace, his merited favor, his inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense. It was the redemption. The price was paid for you and I to have eternal life. Nothing else matters to God the Father. Nothing else that you do in this life pleases him, because everything that you do from the moment that you accepted him was a gift from God. And every work that you do is part of a reward system. So it is reward that you are working and living in, but it's grace that have already saved you. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, spoke earlier concerning his death, his burial, and his resurrection. But in the 17th chapter, we find Jesus praying for his glorification. He said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, Abba, in the Hebrew. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. The hour, what hour? It was an hour that had been declared from the foundation of the world. It is an hour that has never before happened before the hour had come for him beginning to sacrifice and do something that would redeem and restore us back to him. It was an hour never before witnessed, because even in eternity past, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit knew of this hour. It was an hour when everything would be revealed and unveiled. And when you understand the hour, not just a 24-hour period, not just a 60-minute period, but an hour of when the Son would shed his life and shed his blood for your stuff and mine. What kind of God is it that sees the hour of his Son coming and know that that would be a death that would redeem us, then draw us, restore us, revitalize us, but most of all, that death would do something so unique, something that the enemy had no concept of. It was called salvation, saving us from ourselves. That's the God that we serve. When Jesus spoke of his hour, this is the seventh and the last time that Jesus would refer to his momentous hour of all. It was the hour when the Son of God was to terminate the labor of his important life by a death still more important. What kind of God is it that understood the urgency of the hour? What kind of God is it that understood that his life was being shared for you, was more important than what he was doing, what he was? It was by him revealing the perfect plan that God had in store. So the labor of his important life by a death still more important. His life was important, but death was still more important, because he came, suffered, and died for your stuff and mine. your transgressions and mine.